Thank you for tuning in to My Not Today. I'm your host, Bob Tim, and our guest today is Dr. Stephen Shirley, president of Minot State University. Welcome back for the fourth time, fifth.
It's one of those. Yeah, it's been a few times. It's always a pleasure to be here and to be with your listeners, and so I certainly appreciate the invitation, Bob, and good to be with you again today.
It's always exciting for me, too, because it's such an exciting time of year. And anytime we talk about MSU, it's exciting to me because it's such a huge part of the Minot community.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you. You know, I've said this 100 times before, if not 1,000 times before, but I truly think Minot State University is better off because we exist in such an open, welcoming, supportive community like Minot. And I think Minot is better off as a city for having Minot State University in its backyard. So it truly is a nice win-win partnership for everyone. And, you know, this time of year, as we're welcoming in our new freshmen and we welcome that new class of new students to Minot State, it really becomes important and it's a nice opportunity for us to show those new students, many of whom might not be from around this area, what a wonderful community they're joining. They're not just joining the campus or Minot State, but they're joining this wonderful city and this great area we call Minot. So it's a nice time of year for us as well.
It is such a treat for us because these students get involved in so many things in the community. And you were mentioning before we went on the air that they're already into projects.
They are. Our residence halls opened late last week, and so we're kind of into our first full week now this week. But the students got moved into the residence halls, and we kicked things off last Friday. And throughout the weekend last weekend, the students kept busy with a whole host of sort of welcome week kinds of activities. But part of that, and one of the things we're very intentional about, and one of the things we really like to do during that weekend, is to get those students out into the community to learn more about the community, to learn more about Minot, but also to do some volunteering activities. And so they get to some different nonprofit organizations throughout the weekend and on Monday of this week before classes started, and just for them to get a chance to start to do some volunteering and find out what are some of the important organizations and services offered in this community, and really just gives them a little better sense too for what this community is about. It's important for us. We ask a lot of times throughout the year for support from the community. So anytime we have an opportunity to give back to the community, I think that's really important as well.
Absolutely. This summer, I had a few occasions to visit the campus, and it's looking fantastic. Tell us what's new around campus.
Yeah, a couple of significant things going on that we're pretty proud about on campus. Probably the one that's most visible or that folks might most readily think about, and that is a big major project we did in the dome this summer. There was about 3 months of construction in the MSU dome. We put in all new seating in the dome. We knocked out the walls on the second floor. It's a three-level building, and so we knocked out the walls in the second floor to really open up the facility itself. And so for the spectators and fans that are in that facility for various athletic events or other types of events, there's going to be better flow in there for audience, the better movement. They're going to be able to get around and better accessibility and so forth. That's probably the most significant activity that went on. That was about a $2.3 million project this summer. And so thanks to the city of Minot, thanks to a lot of individual donors, thanks to a lot of companies and corporate partners. And we had four main corporate partners that really stepped up on that with Shields and with Ryan Family Dealerships and First Western Bank and First International Bank and Trust. Those folks really stepped to the plate and helped make this a reality. And so, you know, we've got to keep that. That's a 40-year-old building, and we've got to keep that up to date. So that's been a big project this summer. We also were undergoing almost a $7 million upgrade to a lot of our physical facilities on campus. And so we're doing a lot of energy efficiency upgrades. We replaced almost 14,000 light bulbs, just to give you an example. Moving to LED and things that are more efficient technologies, a lot of upgrades with our HVAC systems and some of those things as new windows, things that aren't terribly exciting or might not sell well necessarily on a brochure as you're recruiting new students. But obviously with a physical plant and a physical facility the size of Minot State, there's a lot of that tender loving care that really needs to happen. And this will bring a lot of our deferred maintenance, we'll get that off the books and really sort of modernize the campus. So a lot of those kinds of projects going on this summer.
I can imagine how much the LED change alone is saving the campus. We made that change at our church, and we're talking one building, a good-sized building, but the savings were incredible. So about for an entire campus. That's like a small town.
It's amazing. And you get the cost savings with the, I mean, just for an example on the light bulbs, you get the cost savings with that. You get all of a sudden a brighter light and you're using fewer light bulbs than you needed before. I mean, it's just, it's obviously technology and it's getting caught up with the times. But when you've got residence halls and academic buildings and laboratory spaces and common spaces, I mean, we've got a lot of light bulbs on that campus. And so just one thing that, again, you probably don't think about on a regular basis, but when you pause and kind of reflect, there's a lot of light bulbs on that campus. And so this is an energy efficiency project, and we're basically paying it back through a bonding process over the next 12 to 15 years, effectively banking those savings that we're going to have going forward. And then we're also 15 years from now, we're going to only have equipment that's 15 years old instead of 40 or 50 years old, you know.
Exactly.
So it's really modernized the campus as well.
I do want to talk about sports, but we'll keep that minimal because Andy's my next guest.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Very good.
We'll let Andy talk on that subject.
You bet.
I do want to say that as a neighbor to Corbett Field, it was really fun to watch the baseball team get to play all their home games at Corbett Field. In the past, they would have had to wear snowshoes.
That's right. There's been some tough springs. We had a pretty good one this last year, but again, that's another example where technology, the turf that was put there, the city parks put down a couple of years ago, makes a huge difference on how quickly that field dries out, how quickly the teams can get on and start utilizing that field. Our football field, soccer field, was turfed a number of years ago. I know the high school has just completed a big project here in town. And in our climate, that turf can make a big difference for the usability and how much usability we get during the year on those fields.
Now that my office is no longer on North Hill, I don't drive by as often as I used to. Is the bubble up yet?
No, not yet. We're gonna get through a football and soccer season first. The bubble will go up probably around Thanksgiving time or early December or so. But so you'll have to come and we'll record one of these from inside the bubble sometime. But
that'd be fun.
We don't want winter to get here too soon. It'll be here soon enough. So we'll let the bubble stay down for a while.
I didn't remember when that went up. And then that's also another great volunteering opportunity.
It is. And again, a lot of our student athletes get out there, and it takes a lot of folks to put that bubble up and to take it down in the spring. That's an all hands on deck with our athletic programs and our facility staff and our athletic staff and the student athletes. But gosh, once that's up, you know, for 5 months, December, January, February, March into April, that eliminates the one negative we have up here when we're, you know, there's not as much to do outside. It eliminates that issue and kind of creates an equal playing field, so to speak, so that it takes winter out and all of a sudden we've got an indoor environment for months.
And again, it's not only a positive thing for Minot State, but for the entire community.
That's exactly right. It attracts a lot of people to this community. It benefits folks in our community, the youth of the community, but it also attracts in, and we've had a lot of tournaments there, statewide tournaments. Other colleges, universities, high schools come in and use that. And gosh, you know, that brings folks to town, and that's never really a bad thing.
Speaking of the students returning back to town, how's the housing look?
Good. Housing is looking fine. Our overall enrollment, you know, we're just early here in the first week. And as you look at enrollment, there's a number of different parts and pieces to our overall enrollment. You've got the new freshmen. You've got the returning students from last year, your sophomores and your juniors and your seniors now. You've got new transfer students that have transferred in, maybe spent a year or two at another college and now are coming to Minot State. You've got new graduate students. We've got programs up at the Minot Air Force Base. We've got dual credit programs where students in high school are taking classes from us. We've got programs in Bismarck. We've got a shared program down at NDSU and Fargo. So there's a lot of different parts and pieces to our overall enrollment. But our new freshmen, which is that number that, you know, we really focus on, looks like we're about even with where we were a year ago. So we're basically flat on new freshmen. And the reality is, last year's freshman class was our largest freshman class in 7 years, since the year of the flood. And so to have that now 2 years in a row, we feel pretty good about that. We're kind of in a dip right now demographically in the size of high school graduating classes and so forth. And so if we've kind of been able to hold our own here a couple years in a row with really what's a pretty nice number of new freshmen, that looks pretty promising for us right now, our new incoming freshman number.
And it lets you maintain a particular curriculum and so forth.
Absolutely. You know, we've got to have, obviously, those, we've got a lot of different academic programs for a campus our size, and you need a critical mass in those programs. You know, some programs certainly have a lot more students in them than others, and that's important to having a robust, well-rounded university offering. We want to make sure we've got programs available in a lot of different areas. And as you look at Minot State, we're really pretty good at that. But, you know, some of those programs, if they're more lightly enrolled programs, we do need to make sure there's at least a base minimum there.
I've asked you in the past about the makeup of the student body, and if I remember right, it's about 80% from North Dakota.
That's a little high. I don't have that right in front of me. I think it's more like 72 or 73%, but you're not far off. But yeah, we're in that 70, give or take 70% to three quarters are North Dakotans. And, you know, we're proud of that. We're a state university. And so, you know, first and foremost, we're here to serve the citizens of North Dakota. And obviously we get a lot of state resources to do that through the legislative process. But that's certainly not our only audience. You know, we're proud. We have a nice number of Canadian students, of international students from around the globe, and obviously students from lots of other states throughout this country. So you put it all together, it really makes for a nice mix on campus.
I'm excited that next year my son will be able to attend.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to that. Absolutely, Bob.
He's a senior this year, and it's going to be real exciting for us to have both of our children in college.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that's a good thing.
Yeah, this year my daughter is taking a semester off to join the Guard.
Well, so. Congratulations to her and to you and to your family on that service. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to miss her. I like her better right here in Minot.
I bet you do, yes.
Are there any new classes that you want to highlight quick here?
You know, the one thing I would like to highlight, we've talked a little bit about facilities. That's kind of, I guess, been a little bit of our theme here. We are just starting into a pretty significant fundraising campaign. We got permission from the State Board of Higher Ed here earlier this summer, but for our summer theater program, we had, I think by all accounts, an all-time record attendance this summer, about 30 different nights with four different productions this summer up at MSU Summer Theater, almost 12,000 people through the gates. And that's a fantastic turnout this summer at Summer Theater. But again, that's another facility. That's a 50-year-old facility that's showing its age. And so we're going to do some major renovations here, about a little under $1.5 million worth of renovations. We hope to do that about a year from now, after next summer season. Then we're going to do some demolition up there and put in new concessions, new bathrooms, make it more accessible. We're going to put an awning over the stage and all sorts of things that'll really spruce that facility up.
I was going to say, something over the stage.
Yes, exactly. And that's in the interest of the safety for the performers who are on the stage. And, you know, there's real accessibility issues. That's a beautiful facility, but again, it's cut out of the side of a hill. And a hill brings with it some challenges. So we're going to do some things there as well and kind of create a better drop-off zone and an entering area. And it's just really going to be some long overdue upgrades. But again, we want to make sure that's there for the next 50 years as well.
And that's so exciting for us because we've been to several plays up there and we enjoy it as it is, but it's going to be even better.
Absolutely. Exactly right. It's a nice way to spend the night under the stars, but we want folks to be safe up there and enjoy it as well. So we need to, again, put a little TLC into the facility.
I think last time we visited, I mentioned our visit to Honeymoon in Minot.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. We talked about that. Yeah, that's right.
And I had asked then, and I'd like to repeat this again, there's actually several theaters on Minot's campus.
There are, absolutely. Where that was at was in Alshire Theater, and that was during the course of the academic year with our MSU Theater program and put on a number of performances throughout the year, every year. And again, that's another great way to spend an evening. And so I'd encourage folks, if they've never taken in a play at Alshire Theater, that's in Hartnett Hall, to watch for those. Those will be upcoming again here this fall. And so yeah, between that and then you've got the Summer Theater, which is up in the amphitheater in the north edge of campus. And then in Ann Nicole Nelson Hall, in Old Main, that's where we have our opera productions, Minot Symphony Orchestra performs, and a lot of the other things that typically have more music with them, but great concerts and recitals by our choir and our band and all sorts. We bring in traveling performers and things, but some really nice facilities at Minot State for the arts.
We've already run out of time, but I got one more thing. For seniors like my son, if they want to come visit the campus? How do students do that are now seniors?
There are a couple of different ways. We do lots of various days throughout the year where students can come and do an organized visit, explore the campus with some other students that are interested, that are prospective students. They can just come and do that on their own. We've got a couple of other key days throughout the year where students have an opportunity to interact with faculty and learn about all the different academic programs that we have. Probably the best place to get the information, of course, is on the website at minotstateu.edu, and just look under there, under prospective students and admissions, and you can start to find a lot of that information.
Wonderful. Well, again, thank you so much for being here again.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.